This episode of Recap the Recap is brought to you by Tweaked Audio, where you can get 33% off on headphones, free shipping. When you go to Tweaked Audio, hey, put in the code IDS. Well, hello there. Hey, girl, hey. Hey, boy, hey. I know it's been a really long time. We shouldn't have left you, but we're back. Back in the studio. I am Queen Neen. And
I'm your man, Big B. How y'all doing?
Oh, okay. You just going to jump in there before I even get the chance to introduce you? That's how we doing it today?
Yeah, you was going into that long baseball wind-up.
No, I was going to say, this other motherfucker in the studio with me is...
And I beat you to the punch.
Okay. So
how you been doing?
Great.
That's cool.
Thanks for asking. How about you?
We're doing well.
Awesome.
It's been a celebratory moment. And back to the grind.
Why celebratory?
We don't need reasons to celebrate nowadays. We just celebrate because God gave us another opportunity to wake up.
Another opportunity and another year on this planet. Woo woo! Happy birthday to Big B.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. You know what, Saturday? I had a rough Saturday because of the Friday.
Yes, you did.
Okay. So, yeah, it was fun. Got our drink on Friday night. Like I said, it's like it has been so long since I've gotten home when the sun was coming up. I got 3 hours of sleep, and I had shit to do on Saturday, and I was pretty much done. I ain't gonna lie.
Pretty much just more drinking.
That's what you did.
No, that's what you did.
No, that's what you did.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's disguise it. Yes, I had to go to a tasting.
Actually, I conducted a tasting. I was the... I have been very proud of myself. Now. Not really, because I don't really like to drink. I only taste because I have to speak. So I was actually leading the tasting. So I didn't really want to drink anything. Now, once we were done and there were bottles of wine still left, I was like, yeah, that's different.
So did we take the long way around the bush to get to the fact that you were drinking?
No, I didn't drink. It wasn't a Friday night drink.
You said after it was done, there was bottles of wine and yeah.
No, there's still bottles left,
uh-huh.
Which is good.
And you poured them down the sink.
Well, actually, we let people, hold on, responsibly.
Did you drink any of it?
Not a lot of it, no. I had more of a...
All right, guys, y'all hear where this is going.
I had more of a taste, but I'm telling you, Friday night, I was drinking.
I didn't taste, I conducted. But then after it was finished, there was bottles we got down.
Okay, you but did I didn't not taste. Hear me say that part.
I didn't. That was so Bill Clinton-ish.
I did not have... Okay.
Who said they puffed and didn't inhale? Who was that?
That was everybody, pretty much. Okay. Actually, I think it was Bill Clinton, too.
I think that was Bill.
Bill did do a lot of shit, huh?
About that.
Okay. Well, anyway, so happy belated birthday to you, Big B.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for all your love. And you know what? I went down and I addressed all 80 or so people that said something.
Oh, that's really nice.
With a personal message, no copy and pasting.
Or no thumbs up.
Everyone got a personal message, yes.
Oh, that's very kind. I try to do that too when it's my birthday, because I think it's really nice when people try to take time out to do that.
No doubt. And I'm not trying to say that I'm better than anybody by saying that I did that, but I mean, fuck if this shoe fit. Tap dance, Savion. Tap dance.
Oh. Okay. Did you dock push the mic away on me? Okay. Anywho, so again, you know, thank you guys for, you know, listening to the show. We really appreciate it. And thank you for reaching out and asking, hey, what's up with Recap? You know, we just had some stuff to take care of, and we really appreciate you hanging in there with us.
Well, to be honest, we did actually, we had a show, and As you guys know, we have been struggling with equipment issues here, what have you. And so, yeah.
Okay, I didn't want to tell that.
We had show, and show decided it's actually being played in a planet far, far away somewhere because it went up, but it didn't get to where it was supposed to go in.
Oh, you just telling on us, huh?
I mean, okay. No, because no, right. I just mean, want to no, because especially us doing our recaps, and one of our criteria being, you know, are they consistent?
True.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want it to be like, oh, vacation day, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we're going to take that, but we're going to let you know.
Right.
But, yeah. Life happens sometimes, people. And I'm actually real fucked up about it because it was what I felt was one of our better shows. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
And so, yeah. I guess, the, you know, the one good thing about it is we don't tell the people that we recap beforehand.
Right, okay.
So we don't got to go back and explain it to
whoopsie.
Them.
So, like, I thought you said you.
Exactly.
Oopsie doodle. So, yeah,
shit happens. Hey, let's hope that it doesn't. And
it won't.
If I could, I don't do this often, but, and I've done this before, but man, shouts to, Lady Rose parents for just blessing this earth with one of the most incredible people on the planet.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? That's all. I'm not even going to get into it. That's an amazing woman. If shows, any other show that's out there listening,
they already know.
If you don't have Lady Rose in your corner, I'm sorry.
I agree with that.
I'm sorry. And people, period. If you don't have Lady Rose a friend, I'm sorry.
I agree with that. I actually hope to meet her in person one day.
No doubt. I hope. It's going to happen.
We're going to make it happen?
It's going to. Me and B was talking about that. We have a small list of things that are going to happen soon.
Y'all were going to include me in that? Or
when it's time.
No, I don't mean the other list. I mean with Ro.
When it's time.
All right, then. Very well. Very well.
All right. So we are going to awkwardly transition into.
Don't be stealing my shit.
Well, you know, I got to get this show moving. Okay. You know, and so, yeah, awkward transition this week is going to be. Did I already tell the one about making love to the gospel music?
Not on this show. But
I don't know if I told
another show you did.
That was awkward. Awkward. Mm-hmm. Having sex and realizing you're having sex with gospel music.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of sex and being, because you're naked, you know, more times than not when you're having sex.
No, wait, stop.
What?
Did you hear what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of having sex because I'm not naked. You sound like you said I'm naked right now.
That is not what I said. I said more times than more times. You said,
You said, you know, speaking of that, because you're naked.
That is not what I said.
Okay. Proceed. Can we put some money on that, please?
Can we?
Okay.
Great. Okay. Let's go to the video.
How much? Don't, because you're not weaseling out this bullshit.
You fucking up my awkward transition.
Oh, it's so awkward.
Into the story.
It is so awkward.
Okay, can I go?
$20?
Sure, absolutely. All right, so anyway.
She said, being that you're naked, that's what, I just want to get that clear.
No, you said that. I said I was naked.
I said, no, I did not say that. I said that you said,
you were just talking about having sex, and it was awkward because you were doing it to a gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Said, speaking of being naked.
That's not what you said.
Okay.
But proceed.
Recap@gmail.com. Tell me if I'm right. Tell me if I'm wrong. Anyway, am I right or nah? Anyway, so Derek Weems in Atlanta at the Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport was tased when he was acting erratically at a Delta Airlines gate. For some reason, and I don't know how the hell it happened, he got off all his clothes and was jumping up and down. I saw, yeah, yes, I clicked on that video and I watched it. He's jumping up and down and yelling without his clothes on. You know, and the cops were trying to get him calm and, you know, ask him like, hey, whoa, what is going on? But because he wouldn't calm down, yeah, they pretty much tased him, bro. And my question was, damn, where did they tase him? You know, like, ugh. Because, I mean, you have no clothes on. Like, what if it was an accident and they
I would have been so happy if they would tase him and a little bit of pee would have squirted right out on him.
Oh.
I mean, I would have tased him, too. I would not have engaged.
Right, you wouldn't have touched him.
Because there's no way you wouldn't have gotten that awkward touch.
Right.
Or smack.
Someone would have touched you.
Right.
Mm. Ew. Anyway, so he was arrested for disorderly conduct. And, you know, of course, then they had to take him to the hospital for a psych eval because, you know, why all of a sudden were you acting crazy? And then next thing you know, you butt naked in the airport. So that was a little weird. Like I said, speaking of awkward. So if anybody in the ATL knows a little bit more about that story, you know, holla. Because like I said, I did click on the video. Of course, you couldn't see anything, but whatever. Okay. So on to a couple's wedding day and how it was saved by strangers on Craigslist. I thought this story was so sweet. Raul Martinez, he was about to get married, but he was laid off from his job as a boilermaker in a chemical plant. Ooh, okay. And, you know, so he, of course, you know, they had to pay their bills and, you know, do stuff for last minute things for their wedding. And they used their last $10, so, you know, they needed more money because, you know, there's still other expenses like shoes and hair and nails and everything. So, you know what? They decided to sell their bedroom furniture and their television on Craigslist. You know, the TV sold, but for some reason the bedroom furniture wasn't going. So so Judy Weimer, who lived close by, she kept looking at the listing and kept noticing, like, every couple of days the bedroom set kept going down and down and down in price. And she was wondering, like, damn, you know, like, why is it going down in price? They really must need something. You know, they really must need this money for a particular reason.
Oh, that shit was riddled with bed bugs.
Zoinks? Okay. I don't know how people looking on Craigslist would know that, but you know, or maybe it was just something nobody wanted. I mean, evidently. But anyway, so Judy said to her husband, you know, she showed him the ad on Craigslist, and he was like, you know what, nah, I don't really want that. I'm not interested in it. But she was like, okay, there is some reason why they're doing this. And so she reached out to Raul and was like, you know, like, it's clear that you need some money, but I don't know what you're looking for or what you're, you know, what you're doing. And he confided in her. He was like, I just lost my job, you know. So Judy talked to her husband, and her husband was like, you know what, I don't want the furniture, but how about we help them out and we give them some money? So, you know, they decided, Judy and her husband decided to give the guy and his new, his soon-to-be wife.
Booski.
His booski. Yay. I love that word. You know, $200 towards their wedding. She was like, okay, the only thing is you got to come and pick it up. I can't get to you, so you have to come get it from me. And so he did. He came and got that money, and pretty much Judy and her husband helped save their wedding. And I thought that was so sweet, you know, because there's always so many bad stories in the news. So I thought it was really great that, you know, there are good people that are still out there.
Absolutely.
You know?
Aw. Maybe I should just go post some fictitional piece of something at $10,000 and just keep dropping the price every week.
You know what you could do? You could go to Kickstarter and tell them you will give them like a B-side mix or something, or some potato salad, macaroni and cheese. Oh, you know, you make curry chicken salad really good.
About that.
Really well. So you should do that. And then next thing you know, you're going to have like $50,000.
You know what? I think I just might do that.
I'm telling you.
To the IDS listeners, you submit me.
Submit to you what?
Submit to me 10 songs.
Oh.
And I will, yeah, like your 10 favorite songs or whatever, mm-hmm. and see if I can creatively put them in a mix, just nice and seamless.
That'd That would be pretty cool.
Because it could be wild. Like, you could have, like, opera and rock.
Some Andre Bocelli.
So, you know what I'm saying? Queen. And just see how it can be seamless. Because I consider myself a mixologist.
Like a drink one, or?
No.
What?
We're talking about music and a playlist, so I'm going to say
okay.
Musically.
Yeah. I mean, you said mixologist. I think drinks. Yes. So I'm sorry.
We understand. All right. I mean, queen.
Well, it is what it is. I'm being honest. That's what I do. Everybody that listens already knows that is what I want to do. So, whatever. Anyway. So, okay. So, this other story that I wanted to talk about. It's a little bit more serious. And it is about the White House security breach that's been happening. Like, so we know that the director of the security detail team, and I don't know why it's been, I'm sorry, it's been like a long weekend, so it's popping out of my head. So she pretty much resigned. And so they went to go get the old guy, Clancy, to come back in. So anyway, so enough of that. You guys probably already know all that. Does she resign? So my thing is, Omar Gonzalez jumped the fence of the White House, sprinted across the lawn. There was Secret Service there, went up the stairs. There was a Secret Service guy hanging out in the corner with his gun drawn. Why was Omar not shot? Okay. Omar was able to get into the White House, run past the damn sleeping quarters of the president, down a hallway, down another hallway, until he was tackled inside the east wing of the White House. So I need somebody to help me with why Miriam Carey was outside in a car, not even that close to the White House, but her car was shot up. And I get there could have been a possibility. They didn't know there may have been a bomb, but by the time they got up on this car, they knew she was in the car by herself with the baby, or in the car with the baby, and they shot in her car and killed her. So I just have questions and problems with the fact that Omar jumped that fence, ran across that lawn, which is not like it's like running across your own personal lawn. That's a long ass sprint. So if anybody hasn't seen it yet, which I'm sure you guys probably already have, go Google it. And you can find it. But ran across the lawn of the White House. Like I said, turned a corner and ran up the steps with Secret Service. And like, he's fucking still alive. Okay. How is he alive and Miriam is dead? And even in his car, they said there were 800 rounds of ammunition. Some of the guns, a machete, and like some other shit. And they even had knowledge of this guy. So how was he able to jump the fence and do that? And I'm sorry, that's my soapbox. That's my rant. But I have problems with that. And, you know, so maybe if somebody else has another opinion on it, you can help me out. Because that was some crazy shit to me. And I have been pissed off ever since I saw that. I don't understand it. And I'm not going to say it's like, you know, a man to a woman. But how the hell does the Secret Service not use deadly force? Like, the Secret Service has been failing our president for fucking ever since he's been in office. And I'm like fucking annoyed by it. Excuse my F-bombs and my curse words, but I really am annoyed by that. So I don't know.
The only thing missing from that was, hey, I'm Queen Neen, and can I talk my shit?
I talked it. If I could take this mic off and drop this, I would drop it.
I don't really know what else to say. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I'm sorry. That really, when I saw that beat, that pissed me off. I was like, how is he able to do this? I mean, there's just been so many things. Remember from the dude that was doing the fake-ass interpreting sign language right by the president during Mandela's, service to... There was some random dude in the elevator with him that had a felony, and he had a gun on him. I mean, you know, and I'm not even going to say, hey, if Secret Service dudes want to get down with to get down on their time off because they were hanging out with the prostitutes, that's cool, you know, but...
Don't forget about the Salahis.
And about them, too. It's like, how were they able to get in and they weren't even on a list? So, you know what I'm saying? It just kind of pisses me off that people keep disrespecting our president. And, you know, because even when I traveled abroad and Bush was president, people would say to me, like, how can you... have a president like that. And I would be honest, I would say I didn't vote for him, but he's still the president and I still respect him. So, you know, I would think that they would do the same thing for our current president, but apparently not. So
that is the mystery.
Isn't it?
Don't even know where to put that one, people.
Okay. Well, we will go to break real quick. And we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Recap and Recap, y'all. I am your man, Big B. Funny hearing Lionel only sing the background and not hearing his regular voice. Just, well, ad libs, backgrounds, whatever you want to call them. But yeah, anyway. Welcome back. Again, I am your man, Big B. Recap the Recap. And today we are going to spotlight our listening shows that we got to listen to this week that had a little gem or a little nugget that we thought was you know, special or hot or whatever, and we're going to share them with you, Queenie.
Hey, yo. All right. The first one we talked about was the Black Knees Chick podcast, and it is her latest episode, Am I Blue? This podcast is Rhett Thompson, and in particular, she talks about, you know, being a work in progress, and especially when it comes to relationships. And in this episode, I was like, damn, I think this is something that we can all relate to. And, you know, but it was like, on the other hand, it was like, you know, we sometimes allow people to make us second guess ourselves when we know how freaking awesome, or as my sister and I say, how fucking stellar we are. You know, we allow other people to second guess us. And, you know, I thought it was a really great episode, you know, and yeah, man, you shouldn't let people do that shit to you. I mean, honestly, that was my thought when I was listening to this episode. I was like, damn, I've never met Rhett, but I've listened to her shows and I think she's great.
You know, it's it's one of those things where when you're on the outside of the situation, you're kind of like, man, come on, man, whatever. Don't give that any energy or blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, we're all human beings. And, you know, we all want to, we all have this image, I guess, of what and who we are. And when you hear something to the contrary, you know, it does give you a slight bit of pause and make you sort of go back and rethink things, or go back and look over things and ask yourself, like, hold on, wait a minute. You know, do I or did I have this wrong the whole time? And one of the hardest things to do is just to kind of just regroup and dust your shoulders off and keep it pushing. And, you know, one of the easier ways to do that, of course, is to either have a good support system in terms of friends or family, or when you do find the next person, if it's a relationship thing, find the next person that validates you, you know, as that person that you thought you were, you know. And I think it comes, you know, it comes at a balance, because usually the person that's on the way out is a little extra harsh in their criticism of you, and of course the person that's coming in is a little they kind of butter it up a little bit more, you know. And so I think it all kind of evens out in the wash. At least for most, I hope it would.
I mean, I guess I suppose, listening to what you just said, I suppose you're right. We do allow people to second guess who we are. But I believe in, you know, of course, taking accountability for your actions, you know, and things you may have done right or things you may have done wrong in a relationship. But I also feel, though, you shouldn't let people, you know, for lack of a better term, dull your shine, or, you know, or make you feel less than. Especially when, you know, majority of the time you're like a fucking awesome, like I said, a stellar person. You know, you have a stellar personality. You know, but I mean, again, I think it's something we definitely all can relate to. And that's why that was one of the podcasts that we decided to spotlight, because of what she said. Because I get a majority of the time she probably doesn't feel that way. You know, most people probably don't feel that way.
You know, I kind of look at it both ways, because to me, I don't always look at it as someone stealing your shine as much as you allowing them to steal your shine. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, you know, I get some people that get upset with me for saying it, but I mean, I tell them straight up, cut strings. Stop being a puppet. Stop letting someone else control when you're happy, sad, or indifferent. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people are going to do what people are going to do, you know. And trust me, with some of the criticism I get from these shows that we do, really? Am I going to ball up in a corner and die because
people are criticizing us?
Huh?
Just kidding. I mean, I don't give a shit. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm all extra cursy today. I don't know what's going on.
But I mean, yeah.
I'm feeling it.
It's just, you just have to. And again, we're human. We take that hit. But we need to find a way to absorb the blow a little bit better, mm-hmm, than to let it damage our interior and exterior so much. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know what I usually tell people to do in situations like that, especially if it's just some verbal shit, smile. That's like the first defense. Just smile. Because when people see it's not working, they'll stop faster. You know? So, I don't know. I hope that with my girl Rhett that, oh really? Screw you. Smile at me, please. You should have been smiling earlier. I hope when my girl read that, it was just
momentary.
It was just a momentary thing. Oh, yeah. Or I'm hoping that she was just sort of digging in the crates of some stuff.
Yeah.
And she's not going through nothing. Hey, Rhett, you know I'm here for you, right?
Holla. Don't you like big, tall, burly dudes?
Holla at me. Rhett don't want it with me.
Oh.
Rhett don't want it with me.
Oh.
I probably get with Rhett's mom. She sounds super cool.
She's really cute, too.
Rhett's mom seems like the one. I'd probably get down with her and just
hang out.
We'd be hanging out like shit. We'd be all at Rhett's shows trying to, like, heckle her when she's doing a good job and shit.
That's funny.
I got Rhett's mom cracking me up for hours.
That is really funny.
Not saying that I wouldn't get with Rhett, you know.
Okay.
Keep it in effect. Okay, never mind.
Alrighty then. All right, next up. Rhett,
holler at your boy if you need me. I'm here. All jokes aside. If you just want to... Nene, tell him.
What?
I got a great set of ears.
You do?
For listening and, you know, I'll put you, enroll you in the Big B boot camp of getting over some shit.
Your liver may be unhappy, but whatever. I mean,
no, that's the queenine section of the Big B.
I'm just going to smile at you right now. Why are you saying that bullshit right
now? S-M-I-L-E, smile, baby.
If I didn't have to keep talking, I would just smile for the rest of the show.
How about that?
Anyway, so up next, Black Man with a Gun. And we know this is Ken.
You've made it through another week.
Hey. So his show in particular that we were looking at is DC and the New Shooters.
Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about the clothing line.
Nope. We are talking about open carry being a possibility, being real, in the nation's capital. And please rewind back to the rant that I just did, but okay, whatever. And is it good? Is it bad? And how really? And we know... It's not really Chocolate City anymore, but how is D.C. going to work around the open carry? Like, for the black people that live in D.C., be?
Mocha City.
Mixed Swirly City. How is it going to work for the black people in D.C. to be doing open carry? Because I don't think it's going to work.
Queen.
I don't think Ken thinks it's going to work either.
Well, the first and foremost, the most important thing to take away from him, and I'm for someone that was so in favor of open carry and stuff,
not for him, just, though.
No, let me finish.
I'm just gonna smile. I'm sorry, I'm gonna go back to smiling.
For someone that was so in favor of it, I was so glad that Ken opened my eyes to the fact of. And I can't believe I didn't even think about where do we live. I mean, it's every other block is federal property. And your ass will be set up for failure.
Not if your name is Omar Gonzalez, it won't be.
Well, I mean, we don't
know. Okay, sorry. I don't mean to go back.
I thought you were talking about black people.
I don't mean to go back.
I understand, but mm-hmm. I thought you started us off talking about black
whatever.
People.
Whatever. Okay. Continue.
So, you know. I just see, there's so many things I worry about with this whole carrying thing because I see how people are so complacent with their freaking $700 iPhones and shit like that. They'll leave it on any sofa or couch that they rest on for 2 seconds and just see just guns just haphazardly like left on a Metro bus.
Oh shit. Or in clubs.
Like, how about that? You partying, don't even realize your Glock done fell on the floor.
Right. Somebody else picked it up and walked away with it.
Right.
And then went down the block and shot somebody. Then what?
I would just hope people would be more responsible. But
yeah.
I mean, but part of me, honestly though, I wish there was a way where I guess just as long as there's extensive training and stuff that goes on along with it. I just can't see just...
Is there? I mean...
I'm saying if.
No, that was just a question mark. Because I'm like, I don't even think like... I mean, I'm pretty sure you go and you get a permit. You know, I don't know if it's even different. I have to ask Ken. Because I don't know if it's different where you would, you know, get a an actual gun permit, then you would get another permit to do like open carry. So I'm like, I don't know if it's different than, because I'm like, if you can go to a gun show, buy a gun, you know, who says like you have to actually take a class to do it, you know, to actually carry that gun around. But I mean, it would be pretty cool if you had to, you know, you had to go three steps. Maybe more people would not do it, I guess, perhaps.
Who knows?
Who knows? Anywho, all right, so on to the next podcast. This podcast is The Pisces Life featuring Kai Love, and I am just Latisha. So in this particular episode, it was one of their last episode. It was called, it was about hair shaming. Mm. And I was like, ooh, because I've seen it not only on Twitter, you know, the back and forth, as they call it, like, you know, the chemical, the relaxed hair versus the shea butters, which, or natural hair, but that's what people on Twitter call it. And it made me wonder, like, what is this really doing to black women, you know? And, you know, so for folks who out there who don't know, my hair is actually relaxed and I'm fine with how my hair is. I know other people have problems, you know, with it being relaxed, and I've had people talk about me to my face. I've had people talk about me where I've seen it behind my back and I could tell that they were talking about me. And so I'm like, I don't understand the whole thing with hair shaming. And if you want to wear a weave, God damn it, wear a weave. You want to wear a wig, God damn it, wear a wig. Just protect your edges, ladies. But wear a wig, you know, and I don't understand why that is such a big thing in the black community. It's like, why can't you just wear your hair the way you want to wear your hair? I don't understand. So that was a great conversation that happened between Miss Kai and Miss Litia. So I really, you know, appreciated that conversation, you know, so I don't know.
I think the hair thing is going to be a topic that is going to be debated until the end of time, until no one has hair anymore. Mm. After the whole nuclear fallout and everything, and then, you know, you'll be judged because you have those two strands with the bow on it. They're just awesome. But I.
Do you care?
I do in a sense. Mm-hmm. Did I just go limp?
Looks like it.
I do in a sense. Just because of just my own personal preference.
Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely. You know? Yeah.
But I think at the bottom line to the bottom line is maintenance. Mm. You know, just whatever you got, natural, weave, braids, dreads, what, just take care of that shit. It kills me when I hear women say, you know what, I'm just going to lock my hair because I don't be having time to be doing shit every day to it. I'm like, really? You think that's the answer? You smelly motherfucker in about 10 years.
Oh, my.
I mean, if you're not going to take care of your... Ew. If that is the reason why you're getting dreads, to not have to take care of it, that's nasty to me.
Mm. Anyway, I agree with you. It'll probably be a debate that goes on and on and on. But I don't know. I just say, if you want to wear your hair whatever way you want to wear it, you want to cut that shit off and you rock a baldy, you want to rock a mohawk, you want to have locks, you want to have a weave down your back, whatever it is you want to do. I mean, it's, to me, especially with like wigs and weaves, it's just an accessory, you know, something you want to do differently. You know, it's, to me, it's not that big of a deal, but I know some women and some men have problems with it, but whatever, I don't know, to each his own. So go check that episode out. I thought that was really, you know, a really great episode. And and just really quick before we go to break, I wanted to give a shout out to, you know, Forget That Yo and wish them congrats. They just recorded their 100th episode. So that's a cool crew of dudes, and eventually we will get to them so we can recap them, because I'd like to, you know, let you guys know about them, break it down for you guys, and give you a little bit of information about them. But shout out to them for, you know, 100 episodes. I mean, that's really big when it comes to podcasting, because, you know, for some of the podcasters that listen to the show, you know, sometimes you don't even know you're going to make it to 5. You don't know if you're going to make it to 10, you know, especially if you have other people that are in your crew. So, you know, shout out to those gentlemen doing their thing. And, you know, and I appreciate everybody listening to this show. So if you have any comments on the shows that we did a new spotlight on, I'm, you know, still recap, but just with a little bit of a twist. So if you have feedback on that, you could send it to recaptherecap@gmail.com. If you want to get in contact with us on Twitter, it is @recaptherecap. And hey, the new thing, which I think B just got it together, where with Google Voice, if you want to hit us there, it is 202-750-1437. 202-750-1IDS. So we're going to go to break real quick, and we will be right back. Congrats, guys. I forget that. Yo, I hate y'all because that theme song pops in my head all the time. Bye. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your man, Big B. One of the few times that I actually needed a break for myself. I don't know what's going on in this studio, but between the equipment and the lights, I feel like a freaking piece of rotisserie chicken. So I needed to step out and get a bottle of water and wine and kugels and a slice of birthday cake.
Cake. Oh, that's a different cake.
Cake. Woo woo. Where's Drew to clap when you need it?
I know, right?
And not her hands.
Oh, how about that?
Anyway, it is time to turn over the mic. Mm-hmm. And the show, for that matter, to one of our listeners or cohorts or listening cohorts or what have you, for our segment of Can I Talk My Shit?
Well,
of which I would like to point out that to date, Queen Neen has yet to submit hers.
Damn, really? You just...
I'm just putting you out there.
You just going...
Because I did mine. I'm out of that.
You just going to... Really?
Yep.
It's like that?
Yep.
Okay.
Later on, right. It's done too.
No doubt. I mean, but really, you just going to... You just going to put me out like
all
that?
All the way out there.
Okay. All right. Well, the funny part is I actually did take out my handheld device, which is my iPhone.
Oh, okay. We thought you were talking about your silver bullet.
I don't have one of those, but I have a warming bullet, which is super awesome. But anyway, I digress. And I did record something as I was driving. And by the time I finished, I was like, oh, damn, this is like 5 minutes. Ooh. Well, I was like, perhaps I'll just do another one where I can keep it a little bit shorter. Because, you know, now we do. We got the recap. I get chatty.
It reminds me of something someone told me. Spare me with the labor pains and show me the baby.
Somebody told you that?
It's a saying. Talk my head off with the bullshit. Just produce something.
That's right. Color me being nice because other people have submitted their Can I Talk My Shit? And it is super awesome. So I wanted to give them a chance to, go. So, and I greatly appreciate everyone that I have reached out to and asked them to send a Can I Talk My Shit? Whether it was me asking nicely or was me poking you really hard to do it.
Did you poke Roderick?
Oh, you know what? Not yet. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Damn you.
I will. I already told him, though.
How can I send out the challenge and they not be informed?
I did say already that I wanted that to happen, but I wanted one thing to happen first. So first thing happened, then I'll work on the second thing. So anyway, so our last episode, Miss Lady Rowe did a Can I Talk My Shit that was epic. It was for real, as 15WA would say. It was for real, for real. She dropped the mic on that one. So let's see what the new one is. The mic going to be dropped? B?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Let's see it.
Can I talk my shit again?
Hey, everybody. This is Bujetto Rising, and can I please talk my shit? Okay. I wasn't going to mention this. In fact, I was going to let it go until I looked down my Facebook feed and I saw the nonsense again. Please, people, stop comparing the NFL Combine to slavery. Just stop it. I was looking down my feed, and here we are at the end of May, and people have yet to let the Combine go. It was back in February, but I still see these little sad pictures of slaves standing next to, or pictures of slaves posted next to black guys at the Combine being measured and things like that. This is ridiculousness, and I'm going to tell you why. Number one, the Combine is not slavery. One is because not only black players are subjected to the Combine. The Combine, if you don't know anything about it, is the NFL's way of seeing all the top possible recruits all at the same place, showing their skills off, so that when the draft comes around, they have something to go on, and they looked at everyone on an even playing field. So the kids who are in college, they want to go to the Combine. This is something they want to do. And like I said, this is not just a black thing. This is black, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian kids who want to be in the NFL. Their dream is to make it to the Combine. And so if it was just a thing where they were putting aside the black kids and doing it only to black athletes, then yeah, I could see where it's a racist thing. They do it to all the kids who want to be at the Combine, and that's black kids, white kids, Hispanic, all people who want to be in the NFL. Even a female did it last year, a white female. All are subjected to the Combine. So let's stop making this a black thing. Two, this is something that the kids want to be in. Number one, it's people of all races and backgrounds. Number two, this is a choice. Whereas we all know, or we seem to forget, slavery was not a choice. The people who you see on those slave blocks and those pictures that people post next to people at the Combine, which is completely ridiculous, are forced to be in that situation. They have been kidnapped, brutalized, and then they're about to be sold. They're on inspection blocks, and some sick pervert is inspecting them to see if they want to buy them. This is not what's going on at the Combine. These kids are choosing to be there. They have worked their entire lives. And I think that this is the thing that we also forget. These kids have been playing football since they could walk pretty much. They've played in junior leagues, Pop Warner. They've played in middle school. They've played in high school. And then they made it to their dream to make it to a college. This is something they have been working their entire lives to do. Their bodies are in great physical condition because they work out 3-4 times a day if they have to get in that shape because they want to achieve their goal. So to say or put them a picture of them being judged or looked at the combine next to people who are slaves and forced to do it, it takes away from the work these kids have done their whole entire life. So stop it. Last but not least is the fact that these kids are getting paid to do this. They are standing, once the draft comes, after the combine is the draft, but after the draft, if they are drafted to an NFL team, if they're good enough to make it to the combine, then they have a 50 to 60% chance of making it to an NFL team. These kids are standing to make millions of dollars. And I think that that is the important thing that we trivialize when we compare it to slavery. Slavery, you weren't getting paid. This is something where no one, money never came into the picture for these people who endured this humiliating, degrading, brutal experience. No one was ever paid. These people were violated. So to compare it to someone who is going to stand and make millions of dollars playing the game they love is nonsense. And that's why I have to talk my shit and I have to say, please, people, stop doing it. When we compare the combine to slavery, it shows how far we are removed from the reality of slavery. I mean, if we could sit down with our ancestors right now and the ones who are enslaved and we tell them, hey, guess what we saw at the combine? This is ridiculous. They probably slap all hell out of us because they would say, this is stupid. Please put me in a situation instead of the one I'm in where I'm not getting paid, where I'm not doing what I love to do, and they're paying me they're not paying me millions to what these kids are going through, and I take it any day. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, and it shows how little we know about history. And I think we need to really stop trivializing slavery and stop comparing everything to it. It's the combine this week. It's healthcare next week. Hell, we could say, I don't feel like going to work. That's slavery. No, people, you don't get paid when you're a slave. You are a victim of a horrendous crime when you're a slave. So let's stop trivializing it. The combine is not slavery. Let's stop the foolishness. All right, I'm done.
Welcome back, y'all. It's Mad Big B. You know,
can I talk my shit again?
Every time I hear the music come in on that song, mm-hmm. It reminds me of remember the movie Police Academy? Mm-hmm. And every time they went into that gay bar, exactly. What was it? The Blue Oyster or something?
Something like that. I think so. No matter which way or what I'm sorry, I'm picturing like, because it was like every time it was like the same damn song was playing. Like,
exactly.
Somebody popped in there. that was funny.
Davante's gonna kill me for that.
You are so random.
The lady. Miss Rising.
Bujato Rising.
Talked her shit.
Talked it.
I think Bujato preached her shit. Mm. And see, that is what I call an excellent use of podcast privilege. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because I average Joe might have got the Sandman job. The hook came out on him. But nah, we wouldn't cut you. Okay, yeah, we would cut you off. Podcast privilege, you better use it if you haven't. Mm. So, she did her thing, though.
Yeah. That was real. I mean, seriously. Like, I remember that, you know, when people talking about it. And that was real. It's like, yeah, they are getting paid millions of dollars to play a sport.
When I first saw it.
They elected to play.
When I first saw it, I just couldn't help think that I wonder if the person that posted this, were they really like, yeah, I'm gonna post this shit because this is man.
I'm gonna get a whole bunch of likes and retweets and new posts. I mean,
do they really shares?
I think so.
The person that posted this was the motherfucker that never was picked on the team. Mm.
Really? You think so?
They were never picked on the team. Hmm. They were like Mr. Glass.
I bet you, I mean, you know, football season is back, so I bet you all the dudes on a football team would probably beg to differ.
You mean the ones that are in line getting ready to collect their millions of dollars?
Yeah.
They think that they're in slavery?
No, I said they would beg to differ, meaning talking about the guy who posted the picture. I thought you meant
beg to differ what I was saying.
No, the guy who posted the picture, yeah, I said, absolutely. I bet you they would beg to differ. Like, nah, I'm good. Don't compare this to slavery because I'm getting paid some money. Now, the only football
player that would probably agree with that shit is the one that fell short of getting that $1 million.
Oh.
And he just needs shit to rant and vent about. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, all right.
Fuck the NFL, man.
Right. I don't want to do it anyway.
Organization.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, yeah.
I'm glad I didn't make the team.
And then next week you got a bow tie and bean pies on the corner.
Oh. I mean, okay, real sidebar. Like, you know, up the street and around the corner, like, they still doing that? I mean, just I don't see it. Up
the street and around the corner.
I don't see it very often, but I'm saying the street and around the corner by the CVS and the liquor store. It's like, what, really? Right between there? Okay. All right, then. But anyway, I digress. I'm
but
sorry.
You know what, though? And I don't want to downplay anything Bugetto said. Because it was Bugetto.
Oh, okay.
Because it was all great and it was all pertinent.
Uh-huh, you know, sure.
I thought the little laugh at the end was great.
Oh my god, I wanted to mention that, but I was like, she was all serious, and there was a little giggle. Yeah. It was super cute.
It was almost like, I know I went long as shit there with it.
Right. It was really cute.
It's mad cute.
I was going to say that, but I'm glad you brought it up.
Mad pop props to Miss Rising.
Mm-hmm. Part of the, just thinking out loud, damn, I'm still trying to get used to that name. Or part of the, I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. You're still going to always and forevermore be the nerdy black chicks to me. But I know you have like the new Just Think It Out Loud name. But anyway, so we want to thank you for listening. And as we always say, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for hitting the thumbs up button. We greatly appreciate it. And if you want to hit us up on Twitter, it is Recap the Recap. You want to send us an email, recaptherecap@gmail.com. If you want to do a voice message, you can send it to 202-750-1437. You can find me on Twitter at @MS_SmartyPants.
Smarty Pants.
Z.
With a Z.
Whew. I'm tired.
My zipper's quick to come down.
Oh.
Huh? What?
Nope.
If you want to find me.
If.
Okay, wait a minute. If you want to find me, don't find me shit, because I don't got no money.
Oh, my.
If you want to find me.
The duh.
I can be found. Stroke the Twitter streets. That's what I do.
Okay, all right.
In Deep Show B.
Stroke it.
Do what you do. Do what you do. Do what you do. Mm-hmm. Missed you and love you much.
Mm-hmm.
And Nothing could show. Hey, our apologies again about the show last week, but fuck, we were probably madder than you were.
Mm-hmm.
It's all like a shit. See you next week, Queen.
Yes, sir.